Hello, party people, and welcome to a very special Halloween episode of Cast Party, the official podcast of Shays Performing Arts Center. My name is Rita Sirianni, and with me today I have my co-party host, Juliana Tracy.
Hello!
And Kenny Lazuski.
Hello, everybody. Fall's in the air.
Yes, it is.
It's below 70, and I'm still sweating, though.
Yeah.
And every time I come to this place, I am sweating.
It's the stairs.
Right.
You've got a nice fall sweater on that might can be contributing.
Yeah, Reed and I are matching today. You can't see, but we're matching.
We coordinated
our outfits, yes.
No, we didn't. Thanks for the memo, guys.
Yeah, right. That was purposeful. No, I'm kidding.
But yes, it is fall. It is spooky season, my favorite season. And we have a very special guest today. Chelsea Gill is a ninth generation intuitive who discovered her abilities at age 7 after having a premonition about her grandma's car accident. Over the years, she developed her gifts of, as she phrased it, all the clairs. So your clairvoyance, your clairempathy, your clairs. I need her to embellish more on this. This is very cool. In addition to her spiritual work, Chelsea earned an associate's degree in criminal justice in 2012. She assists law enforcement and families with unsolved cases, which is so cool. She's a Reiki master since 2013. She has taught healing classes across Western New York and worked with clients worldwide. And she's appeared on several national television shows and continues to support her community through charitable events and partnerships. Welcome, Chelsea Gill!
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, we just did a little tour before, and that was fun.
Yeah, so for the folks at home, obviously, Shays is in its 100th year, and we get questions all the time about, yes. You know, does Shays have folks that, you know, might have passed on hanging out at Shays? And, you know, we've seen some things online. We've heard some stories passed on from employee to employee, but we thought we'd call in the experts this week.
Yeah. We shared some of those stories.
We did.
Like, I found out the water fountain does not work.
Yeah. Yes, you...
But there are ghost kids running around it.
Did we confirm that?
No, I found them. They're the ones that told me the water fountain doesn't work. There's a little gag that we have going on between, you know, between us.
So, yeah, we had Chelsea walk through, and not only, are you a Claire everything, you are also, like, a history buff.
Yeah. Sure.
Could you walk us through and, like, explain to our listeners at home a little bit about you and your process and your day-to-day as a medium?
Absolutely. So, every day is different. But I'm always working, even if there's a dimmer switch. So no matter where I am, even if I'm not channeling a loved one or solving a case, I'm always hearing a spirit. Because in general, we're not alone, mm-hmm. no matter where you are. So the process of kind of being the medium, I'm able to see, hear, feel, smell, and touch those that are deceased. That's the clairs. Mm. Then the psychic part isn't always premonitions 6 months from now. It actually could be you just bought a house and it was grandma's home and you hope that she knows that. Even though it's present moment to you, it's after her passing, which is considered future.
Whoa.
Okay, so it's like you mix. I call it mixing the worlds.
Yeah.
And day to day, you know, I have clients every day, whether that's private sessions, cases. I travel to parties. I'm on a board of directors for a nonprofit, so I'm kind of always giving back through events, like I said, charitable, gallery shows, you name it. Everything that I do is a portion goes back to the Western Air community.
Which is awesome. Just hearing you talk about giving back to our first responders and firefighters and stuff like that, it sounds like, you sound like a superhero to me, like using your powers for good.
Yeah. Wouldn't go that far.
So that is really cool, and I love hearing how involved you are, especially like you were talking about the Statler a little bit, too.
Yeah, Statler is like a second home.
How did you get involved with the Statler? Yeah. Did they call you? Did you...
So going on 11 years now, a friend of mine, Connor Hawkins, who owns Banshee and runs the Curtis, was actually the manager of Statler, and he started doing the ghost tours, and a friend of mine just brought me along, and we just hit it off. So I've been volunteering for Statler, and then it ceased when Croce passed away, and then COVID came into play.
Right.
So everything was paused, and then when Douglas Development took it over, the new director, which actually worked underneath Connor, sent me an email and said we would love to continue, you know, doing the history tours, the ghost tours, but I also do gallery shows where I have an audience of 100 to 200 people and I walk around and give messages for 2 hours. So it's like I do that at the Statler as well. But this time of year is a spooky season.
Yes.
So we have ghost tours, history tours, you name it. But I incorporate both because being in a location such as Shays or Statler, it's iconic.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's amazing to see. Yeah.
Oh, man, that is iconic. I love that. So, as you were walking through Shays, what were, like, the first things you noticed or felt?
Energy was shifting in a good way. It's like you walk in, and we are the only ones here, but there's supposed to be a ton of people. Mm-hmm. But there is a ton of people. Like, you could feel it, even though we weren't alone. And each hallway has a different energy stance. So it's like when we walked, obviously, to the basement, and we were seeing the bathrooms, totally different energy than going up to the projector room. You know, sure. But it's different people. So the woman in white that I sensed, she roams. So she's on all the floors, but she was with us in the bathroom.
Yeah, which is wild. So you kind of sensed a woman in white. Mm-hmm. And I know that woman in white is like, there's different urban legends around that, but you sensed that she was a bride, you said?
Yeah, and it was the old English, like the white dress. So this was, the way that I felt was she had an event here, a ceremony of some sort, and died soon after. So this was like the last known happy spot for her, which is why she roams. And she just likes to see what people are doing because the camaraderie is like her biggest thing. She loved people.
Oh my gosh. I wonder if she shows up for the weddings more so than the musicals.
Oh, yeah.
I kind of hope so.
Statler catches a lot of that when they do. Photographers will send in stuff that people were not part of the wedding party or sitting at the table or in the background.
God.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm. That's how we started seeing things. We've caught amazing apparitions at Statler.
Wow.
And if I come back in with the equipment, we will catch stuff.
We're basically going to have Chelsea back, folks. So if you like this episode, please comment on our social media.
Well, and comment if they've, as a patron, if you've experienced anything, right? Or seen
I would say post it. Like if you have a capture or a picture.
Post
it in the comments. Absolutely.
Especially the woman in white. Because I
hashtag Shays Performing Arts.
People said the woman in white thing. That's the thing that people talk about here.
We have Cassandra in the room too.
And music plays by itself too. You'll hear music when nobody's here.
Oh, I think I've definitely heard that.
Yeah.
The Mary Poppins thing is still getting me though because he has not left his side.
Yeah, no, that's.
Can you share that?
So my grandpa passed away 2 years ago, and that was our Mary Poppins was his favorite movie, and even when I go to Disney, we go to Disney all the time. The first time I went back to Disney for the first time since he passed away, as I was going through the Magic Kingdom turnstile, it was like, let's go fly a kite was playing.
No, I'm going to cry.
And I remember, and holy shit. And that was his favorite song.
That's a God thing. Yeah, I'm going to tell you, he's up your butt like a
cold. And he was a mentor, he's a wonderful man, something I strive to embody. I probably never will get there because he was great. He was a giant.
Well, I'm going to tell you, he's proud of you. He's singing Mary Poppins.
Yeah.
First, I thought I was just hearing a show that was here at some point, and then he surfaced and was just attached to his hip every time we walked.
Yeah.
Kenny, that's so nice.
He's keeping an eye on me.
Keeping out of trouble.
Oh my gosh, you have a guardian angel. That's so nice. I'm like tearing up. That's so sweet. Nice. We encounter the woman in white, and then do you want to...
The bellman.
The bellman was close to Michael Shea's portrait, or like right at the threshold. Mm-hmm. Can you talk a little bit about that person?
Yeah, we were just like walking up the steps, and I said, it felt like the Tower of Terror. Like just the bellman from the Tower of Terror.
Yes. just
standing there like greeting you, like welcome. And it was just iconic because he had like maroon and white, like just dark shade of colors.
Which is, I think, the colors.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. We have a bellhop. A uniform that is in our collection. We've had folks wear it at centennial events, and it looks like the Tower of Terror.
Yeah. Well, the Tower of Terror, one, is a great movie from the 90s with Kirsten Dunst in it, and two, is not on Disney Plus, so they need to figure that out.
It is.
Because it's a great film. It's an even better ride, so thank you.
Facts. But it was crazy. Like, we turned the corner, and we were heading towards the hallway where he showed me the portrait, and he was just welcoming us. But it's back in the day, that's what he did. And like I snicker, back in the day, you didn't have an elevator all those years ago. So it's like you walk the steps. So he was waiting for us to greet us for our next adventure. Very sweet man. He had glasses. And like I said, I feel like he didn't have much family. So this was his family. So he thoroughly enjoyed being around people.
Oh my gosh.
And Shays is like a big family, even now for people. I mean, we've had people, employees and volunteers that have worked here and volunteered here forever.
Yeah.
They would consider that pretty accurate, I think. And patrons that have had their tickets and going with the same people for 30 years.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. I mean, so we were also chatting about, we have our historical restorationist, Doris Collins, and she always proudly is like, you know, I don't believe Shays is haunted because there's nothing. She viewed it in a positive way. Like, we're taking such good care of Shays. Yeah. There's nothing.
And that's where haunting and haunted is different. So haunting is definitely could be dark. Haunted is just normal.
Just folks.
Spirit, yep.
Oh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a good differentiation.
And that's why there's a difference between ghost and a spirit, too.
What would you say is the difference?
So a ghost is someone that has not crossed over.
Ah, okay.
That can cause havoc. And a spirit is someone that has crossed into the afterlife.
And they can kind of come back.
Mm-hmm. So multiple different dimensions, but heaven's 3 feet above the earth's surface, which is why if you see something out of the corner of your eye and it looks like something was walking or someone was there and you turn and nothing's there, you saw the afterlife, but it's your peripheral vision that sees it.
Oh, my gosh.
Which is why it's important to have, like when we do paranormal investigations, we have things running to catch. And that's why I use trigger objects. Like I have Al Capone's hat.
Oh,
I have a deck of cards.
Right.
I use a cigar in Al Capone's room at Statler. He doesn't want to talk to me looking like this.
But he'll come out for a cigar.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god,
money!
I believe that.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We even bring liquor. We bring bourbon and whiskey up there.
We have all very similar trigger.
You and Al Capone.
I'd be out of here so quick.
More the merrier. Anytime you want to come, you're more the merrier.
Oh my god! I like the idea that like you don't change too much in the afterlife though. Like the same thing.
It's an open bar.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Oh my god! This sounds like a great afterlife.
Al, you're getting presents still.
Yeah.
So we kind of talked about this already, but did anyone else make themselves known while we were walking around besides the woman and the bellhop?
And obviously, besides Grandpa, there was a lot of flow, which means like it was like we were walking past people at all times, but they were doing what they were here to do, like they're working, which is why it's like even though we're by ourselves and we have like a production crew doing whatever they need to do,
sure,
we still had hallways filled with people.
I totally believe that. Mm-hmm.
And when we were up on the mezzanine where the band played and where you sang, it was almost like I can watch people getting seated. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I asked if there was an organ.
Yeah.
Because that's all I kept hearing was 1900s of organ. I mean, that's what you played years ago.
Yeah. I think you definitely heard the echo of, like, the player piano up in the Spotlight Lounge, if that's the case. Because it would have different rolls of paper.
You usually can hear the Wurlitzer organ from outside of the theater as well.
Yeah.
So if they're playing that.
Yeah. Like, it's just, and I laugh, organs always, they're a little creepy. They just like, dun, dun, dun.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Like an organ.
Peak phantom energy. Yeah.
And I literally can just see, like, a beautiful woman with the gloves, like, playing the organ, doing whatever. And I feel like it's the 1920s, like, the roaring 1920s.
Yeah.
Is what I can see her playing in.
Which is spot on, because we opened in
1926.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, so, like, this is, I don't know if this is on the question sheet, but like Spider-Man can like sense things because like tingles, Spidey sense like tingles.
Yeah.
How do you like sense, like how can, like when you're walking, like how does it come to you? Like,
sensing, and I laugh, it really is like Spider-Man. Some people get goosebumps.
Right, that's
like,
what
it's like a confirmation. Yeah. Me, it's a sense of whole body knowing. So a lot of times I can see my third eye. So it's like when I'm looking at you clearly when we're talking, or when I was looking at you, I can see Grandpa. Even though I can see him next to you,
sure.
I can see what he looked like in my head. It's just an overwhelming feeling for me. And I'm grateful to be able to hone in to be like, is this me? Or is this not me? Because a lot of people deal with anxiety with that because it's an overwhelming feeling of not knowing.
Oof.
But it's just the sense of I can feel it, I can hear it. But the first sense is always feeling.
Woof.
Mm-hmm. And I can get overwhelmed.
Yeah,
like when we were sitting in front of the mirror, I was like, whoa, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, whoa. Yeah. Yeah, we asked Chelsea.
Quarter to hell. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
I think I brought it up in a past episode when we were talking
about
it.
Yeah,
but there is the second floor ladies' lounge has a really large mirror. And somebody in the past had said that that was a portal to hell.
Not to scare our patrons. No, yeah, everything's fine.
We're building 63 new bathrooms.
Yeah.
You no longer have to use the portal to hell bathroom.
I can see the YouTube videos
now. Can you elaborate more on like what you felt, like what you described to us that mirror actually being?
Like? Yeah, so it's like mirrors can be portals, just an entrance way. And the easiest way I can explain it, those that know Disney Channel and Halloween Town, it's like just a magical door that opens. But with a portal, you can feel energy, and the sensation / intensity is the same end of a battery trying to go at each other. So you can feel the tension in between, and that's the energy that pulls from a mirror. I'm afraid of mirrors. Yeah. I talk to dead people for a living. I'm afraid of mirrors. Just because you can't control what can be seen.
Yeah, I totally agree.
And I really don't want to see a person in the mirror while I'm washing my hands at 3 a.m.
Yeah.
I don't know, but yeah, I did not sign up for that.
I'm so validated right now because I will like not turn on the lights mm-hmm. when I use bathroom late at night.
My husband knows. All lights go on hallway, bedroom, and I don't even look. Mm-hmm. I put my hand in the doorway, I turn it on, and then I beeline to the toilet.
Yeah. See? Because you don't want to mess around at 3 a.m.
No. Right? Yeah.
Witch's hour at its finest.
Yeah. I'm so burnt right now.
Yeah.
Okay, this is great. Okay, so this one, I don't know if we really gave you a fair shake at this, but so Shays is 100 years old, has a rich history, which you were keyed in on. Did any painting or sculpture in the building speak to you as well as like the chaise itself?
There was one, and I don't even remember what it was. It was the main staircase where we first walked up, and there was a case to the left. So we could actually see the case from where we were standing, because about the chandeliers. Remember how we made the mention? Yes. We can see all the chandeliers.
Yes. With the horse in it?
It might be the horse. That was very intriguing. It was almost like the era took me back in time of who had that. But I think just as weird as it sounds, the molding got me.
Mm. Yeah, you did.
Like,
yeah,
you I just kept looking. I'm like, how many hands have touched this room?
Yeah.
Who built this? Like, who helped that is still here to be proud of that? And then the portrait of the owner made me emotional, because when we got to the top to see the entire theater, I wanted to cry because he was so proud. And he's seen up there. Like, people have seen him walk.
Yes.
To watch. And it's because he's so proud of what he brought in. But he's grateful because the restoration is still in play.
Ah, yay.
That's really exciting. And that does line into the story that we've heard.
Yes.
Amongst staff members, that, like, a volunteer saw him. And he's like, isn't this a marvelous theater or whatever?
And he's in his suit. Jeez. And the suit goes all the way up to his back.
Yes.
Yeah.
Prim and proper. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. That's what they said.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
my God.
His jacket is longer. It goes in and it flares out.
Mm-hmm. That's making me chills.
Yeah. There's a sensation like Spider-Man.
That's what, I don't know why I immediately thought of Spider-Man.
It's true, though. It's a sensation, a feeling.
Like when you're sitting in the bus and you...
It seems like a superpower to me. I don't know. That's very cool.
I move things with my eyes.
But, like, how does... Yeah. Like you said about your grandmother, how do you, like... How did you know? Like, I don't know. Do you know what I mean? Like, how did...
Yeah,
like Spider-Man got bit by a spider, right? So he, like... But you know what I mean?
Yeah. So, with me being 9th generation, my mom has a gift.
Right.
So, my mom actually worked in special ed because she could hear nonverbal kids and how to help them.
Yeah.
So, at the age of 7, when I had my premonition, it was... It was Columbus Day, ironically. So if I didn't have school on that Monday, I'd slept at my grandma's house the night before, and I'd go to Monday morning bowling league with her. Ironic. I woke up with my cousin, Madeline, and I remember just feeling weird. Like, just, I didn't feel right.
Yeah.
And I started having panic attacks. Yeah. So if you're familiar with the Southtown, Southgate Lanes, which is now Strikers.
Yeah.
So we went from... Town of Hamburg, 2 Strikers, and which isn't far. And by the time we got there, I was like, Graham, you're going to die. Like, that's just what I felt was overwhelming death. We didn't have cell phones. So she told me to cool my jets, like, simmer down, and I couldn't. The feeling just would not go away. She had asked to use the telephone. She called my mom and said, you got to come up, pick up your daughter because she's crazy. She's telling me I'm going to die. A week later, she was in a car accident and was in the hospital, and the feeling went away. So at the age of 7, I didn't know the difference between death and bodily injury.
Oh, yeah.
And since then, my mom is... whenever I feel something, I will write it down and text my mom. Mm. Just because it's just a double whammy.
Yeah.
So I do get premonitions. And I don't get full premonitions on myself because you can't read yourself, but I'll know, like, I'm not going to go there today. And that's just a gut instinct that we all technically have, just not everybody utilizes.
Yeah.
Like, common sense, not everybody utilizes it. that's where that started.
So, did any of the spirits besides Kenny's grandfather send you any messages while you were walking through?
One of the biggest things, and I kept repeating, is you guys are doing a marvelous job. Like, do not stop. Because everywhere, like, every turn that we made, it was, like, glorifying. Like, they were so happy. Like, welcome. Welcome. Look at this place. You know, what's going on? But I snicker because when you are in the actual theater itself, it's different energy than the outside. Because when you're in the theater, you're quiet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's different energy. But I saw people shifting. And when we were up there, I was like, it looks like people are just like shimmying through and finding their seats and getting settled in happiness. The woman in white, she just wants to be involved. So if you see her, acknowledge her. As creepy as that is, just acknowledge her. If you see the cat, it is a black cat, FYI.
Yeah, what was the black cat?
The black cat just kind of roams. And I laugh. I'm like, why is there a cat in the theater?
Mm-hmm.
Before the theater, what was here? Oh, we don't know. You know, so it's the actual ground you got to think about, too, not just the building.
Well,
so,
yeah, go for it, Juliana. You're going to like this.
The reason why I was so flabbergasted is because Michael Shea was known to feed the cats and the birds around the theater. So there's like a bunch of newspaper articles where they could refer to them as his like saucy fat cats.
Yeah, keep the cats fat and saucy.
He basically kept them around the theater so that they'd eat the mice and all that.
Like, yeah, he kept them around.
It's just a black cat, and I feel like it's Sphinx from Hocus Pocus, like just kind of like, you know, roaming. And it was just, they weren't following us. We kept seeing them every time we turned. It was like they were doing their mission, like just doing what they needed to do.
Yeah, they would have cats like around the theater.
Oh my gosh.
That's what
that
I was
is
like,
hysterical.
That's when you said so that, I was good. Like, oh.
Like in my head, I'm like, normal third party. I'm like, why is there a black cat? Jeez.
Yes. That makes me happy. It makes me feel like Michael Shea has his cats with him, like his company.
They're in spirit. Like, even though I can see them, other people have. You know, it's like just one of those things. Like, up here, this is definitely a high energy area. You're not alone. Like, we are the only people in here, which we're not, but the only people on this floor, you'll hear footsteps ring.
Yeah, that's what you're saying.
And it's weird because it's like you don't think about that unless you're in it.
Yeah.
And that's why, like, I'm very picky with my partnerships because I want to all be rowing in the right direction.
Yeah.
Because if we're not, I'm jumping overboard.
Right.
But Shay's, with no flotation Shay's device. Is in a good place, right? Shay's. All the patrons should be.
Yes.
Amazing.
Okay.
You
everybody
guys are
is,
good.
Yeah. The ghosts are good.
I'll be here Sunday.
She's coming back.
It sounds like not only are those in the living world happy with Shay's, but those in the spirit world are happy with Shay's, which was our goal in inviting Chelsea, was just to confirm that.
Yeah. And if not, this never happened.
Yeah.
Right.
This will be in the lost episode to archive, maybe. Let's see. So, Buffalo, obviously, I feel like you just kind of answered this, but if you want to tap in a little bit more, Buffalo has a lot of wonderful old buildings with rich histories like the Statler. What do you hope listeners take away from visiting or learning about places like this?
Every place you go into had something historical happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I snickered down in the theater district. This is where the Native Americans first came through. Looking at the theater district, you'd have no idea.
Yeah.
Sure.
But this is where the War of 1812 happened. The city of Buffalo was lit on fire by the British.
Right.
Like, how incredible is that? That's gory, but how incredible is that? There was bloodshed everywhere. You have down, so the canal obviously has a ton. With Statler itself, the original entrance was underground, on Delaware. But there was multiple suicides. Mary Jean Carlo jumped out of the eighth-floor window on St. Patrick's Day in the 1940s. Oh. She was sad. There was a Buffalo fireman that died in the elevator shaft, Edward Hockey, saving people. So there was two workers and him that passed due to carbon monoxide.
Oh my gosh.
And on that floor, it was never cleaned up. So, like, during COVID, because what else are you going to do? I went up on the floors with Connor, and I have pictures of the caution tape and the burnt walls from the fire.
Wow.
It was never cleaned.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, if you think to yourself, back to your question of, like,
yeah,
what does that do? Like, yeah, with the people that died, sure, what does that do? Is that floor have different energy than the mezzanine? Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, we have a picture, and I'll show you guys when we're done. We caught one of my clients was on a tour. Have you guys been inside Statler?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, the Golden Ballroom.
Mm-hmm.
So you have two bars.
Yep.
So there's the thin staircases that go up to mezzanine.
Mm-hmm.
So we were taking a group up the mezzanine, which is me and my client, last people, and she was just taking photos. She took photos, and then she's like, oh, my God, and I kid you not, in the bar, there's the mirrors right behind the bar. There's a man standing at the bar having a drink. But you don't see him. You just see him in the mirror.
Oh, my God.
You can make out his suit jacket. His hand is to his mouth. Yep. He's just sitting there drinking. My kind of party.
Right.
But
yeah.
But that's what, like, we were saying. It's like, we walked in. He's at an event.
Yeah.
Not my event.
Right.
He's at an event. You know? So it's like, what year was it?
Right.
You can't make out the certain colors. But we literally caught that. We in Al Capone's room, he yells his name. I have it on a recording. Al Capone.
Whoa. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh.
And it was all female-led tour.
Yes.
It's ironic. And that's where empathy, when people are like, well, I'm an empath, that doesn't mean anything. That means you can feel people's emotions. That's wonderful, but that doesn't mean you know who you're seeing, you know who you're sensing. And that's where the medium and the psychic come into play, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because empathy is just a sensation of feel.
That totally makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. I feel like I want to ask you a million questions, but I should definitely let you go about your day. So if someone feels energy in a place and they're not sure what it means or maybe they're freaked out, what's your advice for them?
Yes.
I'm going to say take a deep breath and just say, if this is not meant for me, please take it.
Ooh, okay. I'm going to say that all the time now.
Because sometimes it's you're feeling presence and you don't know it's presence.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes if you get the overwhelming feeling and it's a sensation of, I know this is weird, but like, say if I randomly thought of you while I was walking, my first thing I'm going to do is text you because I should not be thinking of you. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, if you get the sensation and it's connected to someone or you visually randomly hear her name, check in. If you walk into a location and things just feel overwhelming, like, I don't know if I can do this, take a deep breath, take a step back. And if you feel like you cannot control it, it's where you have to be in control. Like, I don't want this, take this. Or dim it down. If it's something for me to be warned about, great. But dim it down because I can't function. Like, you establish that boundary.
Yeah.
We are only in control of how we respond, not what happens. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And that's just like situations. We can't control what happens to us, but we can control how we respond to it.
Yeah, I mean, that's applicable.
And like
everywhere.
That's it. And I use oils. Like, I use essential oils sometimes to help calm. So like when I have people in a group that get overwhelmed or they can sense, I take them out and I cleanse them. I'm a reverend too, so it's like I'm able to cleanse and kind of get you back. And we'll take them outside. Like, my husband's taking people outside a lot.
Yeah.
They're like, it's a lot of energy and I can feel it, but you're also feeling people around you as humans.
That's true.
You know, so it's like you have a combustion. That's why when I do a gallery show, which is I absolutely love, but I have to take at least 2 days off afterwards because I'm feeling all 200 people plus who they brought with them.
Oh my gosh.
For two hours, you know, and it's draining. So I have to like recoup.
Mm-hmm. So besides Kenny's guest, were we overwhelming in our energies that we brought
today?
No, you
guys, I feel like I'm part of the team. So.
Yay!
That's good.
We did it. Nice work,
this
cast
isn't on
party.
Sheet, but has there ever been like a family or group you've worked with, like where there's one particular person that's kind of like doesn't believe it or doesn't
like
and
skeptic.
Skeptic and you've like turned them and like made them be like, oh shit, this is like the real deal. You know what I mean? Like, I was thinking about that. Like, if there's
always one. And I always say that a lot of the skeptics are There's two reasons. This is going to be deep, but two reasons.
No, yes.
One is because they have demons in their claws and they don't want me knowing.
Ooh.
And the other is they don't have a foundation of belief.
Mm.
And it's not even religion, because if someone's a skeptic, it's because they just don't believe in a ton of stuff. And I don't condemn them for that. But in most recent, I actually just posted a testimonial on my social media. A client, Jacqueline, I was at her family's house 2-3 weeks ago. And again, I knew her from a party she attended, but I didn't know who was going to be at the party. And it ended up being family. And I walked up to the front door and I saw this gentleman standing there. And he's like, "Welcome to my home." And I could see that he was murdered.
Whoa.
Like, he was able to show me. He's not.
Yeah.
I feel weird. He was able to show me how he passed. He does not look that way.
That's, yeah.
But he was able to show me. And I knew details that only they were told. And so the aunt that was like, "This is just going to be bogus," blah, 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 was like, "Holy mother of God."
Yeah.
And again, the only way I would have known is to talk to him.
Gotcha.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I was just thinking the listeners.
Yeah.
That baby. Like, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And there's always one. And I always say, seeing isn't believing, believing is seeing. I just quoted the Santa Claus. And
yeah, you did. Yeah, you did. But it was true.
And it's like, I always say, like, I don't ask you to believe in me. I just ask you to be respectful. You don't have to believe in what I do. Just respect me. Just as much as I would respect you.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty fair. Yeah.
It's common sense, though, girl. Like, it's gone out the window.
Yeah. No, this was... I learned a lot, because I was like, when I emailed you, I was like, the one thing I want to do is be very respectful, because I don't know what I'm talking about here. I'm just hopeful that you'll be game, and you super were, and I really appreciate you. And I learned a lot. This was really cool and eye-opening. Is there anything or any part of today that you want to like touch base on before we let you leave Shay's to get your equipment to then come back?
Yeah. My biggest thing is for you guys is do what you're doing, because they respect you. And that's a key component when it comes to, I'm gonna say a location, but historical location, they respect you.
Oh,
so as long as you have the same crew, no pun intended, but the same crew that deals with stuff, don't change it. And whomever your restoration director is, phenomenal.
Yay, Doris Collins.
Big shout out. because, like, you can feel it. And I, like, when you guys opened up the door and when we first walked in, I was just, like, overwhelming with joy and beaming. Of, like, this is just beautiful. And anybody that comes to Shay's, you can feel it, too.
Yes.
Like, it's an iconic location. If you've never been to Shay's, you're coming to Shay's. I have tickets for Sunday. You can say hi.
Yes.
But, no, it's something. Don't stop. Do what you're doing. And I can't wait to bring the equipment to see who we can speak to.
That'd be
really cool. That'd be really special. That's great. I can't wait to go tell Doris and Brian. And, yeah, stay tuned, listeners at home.
There'll be Higgs upstairs.
Yes. Oh, this is so great. Okay. Chelsea, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
You're the best.
This is great.
This is really cool. I'm going to do some quick campus shout-outs.
I just want to say, I never usually at a loss for words, but I'm, like, very, like...
Yeah. I mean, when Chelsea, really quick, when Chelsea brought that up earlier that your grandpa was there, I clocked your face.
I was pretty,
that was crazy.
That was so crazy.
In a good way.
Wow.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, in a really wild, exciting way. Oh, really cool. All right, campus shoutouts. The Shay's free film series is back. Don't miss out on the first film of the season, which will be Disney's Hocus Pocus on Thursday, October 30th at 7 p.m. This is free, and it's a general admission event, and it sounds like a really fun time. Musical fairs Come From Away continues performances at Shay's 710 until November 9th. Also, Chelsea has some upcoming events in Buffalo. Check them out at ChelseaGill with a G, Buffalo.com, including a dinner with a ghost at the Statler Buffalo on Halloween night, which sounds like a ton of fun and the perfect way to wrap up your October. Thank you guys so much for joining us this week on Cast Party. Keep up with us on social media, on Shay's Buffalo social pages. Ken, why don't you play us out?
Thank you.
Cast Party is presented by Shays Performing Arts Center.
Produced by Cassandra Lippert, Ken Lazuski, myself, Juliana Tracy, and Rita Siriani.
Theme song by John Michael Ogletree.
Audio mixing by Dave Lenhart.
Logo and graphics designed by Acacia Crozier.
Marketing and social media by Bridget Neeson.
Please rate, review, and subscribe to Shays Performing Arts Center Presents Cast Party, wherever exceptional podcasts are downloaded.
Or visit us at shays.org.
Bye-bye.